This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laura Rolbeman. Rescue teams pulled more bodies from the rubble of Beirut's port Friday, 3 days after a massive explosion sent a wave of destruction through Lebanon's capital, killing nearly 150 people and wounding thousands. The head of a French rescue team said experience shows that people can still be found alive up to 80 hours after an explosion or earthquake. So he added that there's still hope. French and Russian rescue teams with dogs searched the port area Friday, a day after French President Emmanuel Macron visited the site, promising aid and demanding reform from Lebanon's political leaders. The blast apparently was caused by the ignition of more than 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate, a chemical used for explosives and fertilizer that had been stored at the port since it was confiscated from an impounded cargo ship in 2013. Beijing is accusing the United States of arbitrary political manipulation and suppression after U.S. President Donald Trump ordered sweeping restrictions against Chinese social media giants TikTok and WeChat. On Thursday, President Trump issued executive orders banning any U.S. transactions with ByteDance, the Chinese company that owns video sharing app TikTok and the owner of the WeChat app, starting in 45 days. The orders come as the Trump administration says it is stepping up efforts to purge untrusted Chinese apps from U.S. digital networks. And the U.S. consulate in Hong Kong says it's ludicrous to suggest its diplomats meeting with pro-democracy politicians could breach the city's new national security law. Earlier this week, China's state-owned tabloid Global Times ran a story suggesting a recent meeting between the U.S. Consul General in Hong Kong and a pro-democracy politician could violate the new legislation.